Steve is on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I go to the 7-day forecast site every morning, and one of the things I was clued in on was the discussion part. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, who does the discussion? Are they local people for that area, or is it a general discussion?
Jan?
Well, actually, this would probably be a better question for Warren, because those forecast discussions come from the National Weather Service. Each local office puts out a discussion of why they are forecasting what they're going to forecast. Mm. And those discussions are used by just about everybody else as sort of as a benchmark to find out, you know, another person's thinking. Meteorology is very much of a collaborative effort, even within a forecast office. Meteorologists are talking to one another. There is so much data to look at, so much information that needs to be processed. The more eyeballs that you have looking at it, and the more brain power you're using to try and figure out what's going to happen, the better off you are.
And Warren Blair, I assume all that happens on the Internet, of course. So is that one of the many ways that the Internet is affecting the science of weather, that maybe more people can participate or more people can observe the participation of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think actually it has an impact in a couple of ways. It's provided a great vehicle for us to get all of our data and forecasts out to as many people as possible. So we take everything we have and basically put it out to the Internet. And it's also used, we also take advantage of it for collecting some of the data that we use. There are many different agencies, for example, that run various networks of observational stations, and we can pull some of that in through the Internet.